Good evening, brethren. Can you hear me? Okay. Well, we're outside, and I think last time we had the opportunity to do this at General Convention, it was 7 years ago, and Brother Obi led us in a wonderful service. And so we saw this as an opportunity to do, have a time in the Lord's beautiful creation and enjoy that. This evening, we want to all gather together from youngest to oldest to praise and honor our Heavenly Father. We rejoice that God is a loving God that has a plan of salvation for all people. In preparing for this, and some of the thought behind this is that we're gathering together all as one big family. One big spiritual family. You know, at General Convention, sometimes we have meetings where the young people are here and the adults are over here. And we saw this as an opportunity for us all to come together. Come together to praise our Heavenly Father. We have our families here. But really, when I think the Lord looks at us, He sees us as that one large spiritual family. The point tonight, and as you might have seen on the Discord, on the program, is to think about what we teach, how we encourage, and how we pass on the truth to our young people. And we have an awesome opportunity every day to do that, and especially at convention. You know, what I appreciate as I look around, there are faces that I have known since I was very little, that I've gotten to go to Sunday school with and meet with and study with. And sometimes now we're spread all across the country. But what's really special is that we're all back together, many of us, here at General Convention. Let us read the theme of tonight's Vesper from Deuteronomy 6, 6 through 7. All these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. The scripture just read comes from a time at the end of Moses' life. Before Israel enters the promised land, Moses reminds the nation of the commands God gave them. Moses said the commandments were to be upon their hearts, meaning not just an intellectual knowledge or not just in their head or their brain, but they must conform their lives and wills to these commandments. They have to do what these commandments say. Along with applying these commandments to their own lives, Moses tells the Israelites to teach them to their children. So I've got some questions for you, brother. How well do we remember these commandments? How often do we discuss them with our families and with our children? Do you think as a group we could remember the Ten Commandments right now? So we're going to do something a little different. And many times at General, we don't have everybody just shout out from the audience, but we're going to do that tonight for this part. So if you know one of the Ten Commandments, I encourage you to shout it out. And if I can hear it, we've got some volunteers that are going to help us post it up here. So who's got a commandment that they can start with? And you can just shout it out.
Honor thy mother and thy father.
Honor thy mother and father. Who has number five? Here it comes. Thank you, Joseph. All right, what's another one?
Thou shalt not
kill. I heard thou shalt not kill. We got another one down front. Thou shalt not kill. Who has that one? Do not murder, number six. All right, number one, no other gods before me. Who has number one? Number six is coming down. Here comes number one.
Come on down.
Thou shalt not bear false witness.
Do not give false testimony. Number nine, very good. Do not lie. Might be another way of saying it too, right? Very good.
Do not steal.
Do not steal. Is that number eight? Very good. Number
nine. Honor the Sabbath.
Honor the Sabbath. Number four. Come on down. Oh, very good. Come over here. What's another one? I think we have honor thy mother and father.
Do not covet.
Do not covet. Very good. Number 10. All right, Charlie. Down here. All right, brethren. No graven images. Do not make idols. Number 2. All right. Okay, what's another one? Do not commit adultery. Number 7. Okay. I heard observe the Sabbath. I think we got it down. We got that one. Number 3. Thank you very much. Our final one to add to the list. All right, Joshua. Thank you to all my volunteers. I appreciate it very much. Good job, brethren. You got the Ten Commandments. Well done. Now, as part of honoring our Heavenly Father tonight, as we're going to have four sections. This is the first section. And after each section, we're going to have a hymn, a psalm, and another hymn. And so what we want to sing next, and in the pamphlets you have, is hymn number 71. Hymn number 71, Guide Me.
Psalm 19:7-14. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. But them your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. But who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. May these words of my mouth and this mediation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Psalms 19, 7 through 14.
Thank you, Jenny.
Seagulls.
Brother, we will now sing hymn number 87, He Leadeth Me. In the last week of his life on earth, Jesus answered many challenging questions. During one of these encounters with some of the Jewish religious leaders, Jesus was asked the following in Mark 12, 28 through 31. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, of all the commandments, which is the most important? The most important one, answered Jesus, is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. Did you know in answering the question that Jesus was quoting directly from the Old Testament? And Brother Richard told us about this earlier today. In particular, the verses directly precede our theme scripture for tonight when Jesus says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your mind and with all your strength. He's quoting from Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 5. And when Jesus said, Love your neighbor, he was quoting from Leviticus 19 through 18. When we look at the Ten Commandments we have listed here on the boards, why did we divide them with four commandments on one side and six on the other side? Jesus, in his statement, summarizes the law given to the Israelites into two basic rules. Love God and love our neighbor. Does somebody have the love God sign? Thank you, James. The first four commandments all have to do with how we love and revere God, our Heavenly Father. Now, who has the love our neighbor sign? All right. Thank you, Isabel. The last six commandments are about how we treat each other and help us to show love to one another. If we walk away from tonight's lesson with only two things, the most important thing to remember are those two rules, love God and love our neighbor. In 1 John 4:8, it says that God is love. Our God is a loving God. Love is part of his character. And what he wants us to learn and have written in our hearts is the law of love. Just as the Israelites were to teach their children the commandments of the Lord, so are we to teach our children his commandments. For the Christian, this means we have to learn to have an unselfish love in all aspects of our life. To love God, love righteousness, love mercy, love each other, and love even our enemies. When I think of how great our Heavenly Father is and how great his love is for his creation, it makes me think of our next hymn. Hymn number 358, How Great Thou Art.
Oh.
Psalm 5:11-12. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them that those who love your name may rejoice in you. Surely, Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield.
Thank you, Will. Now we'll sing hymn number 116, The Old, Old Story.
Thank you.
What is the reason for these rules God has given? Why should we choose to follow them? Moses anticipated similar questions from the Israelites. Later in the same chapter as our theme text, Moses says the following in Deuteronomy 6:20-25. In the future, when your son asks you, "What is the meaning of the stipulations, decrees, and laws the Lord our God has commanded you?" tell him, "We were slaves of Pharaoh in Egypt, but the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Before our eyes, the Lord sent signs and wonders, great and terrible, on Egypt and Pharaoh and his whole household. But he brought us out from there to bring us in and give us the land he promised on oath to our ancestors. The Lord commanded us to obey all these decrees and to fear the Lord our God so that we might always prosper and be kept alive, as is the case today. And if we are careful to obey this law before the Lord our God, as he has commanded us, that will be our righteousness." Moses gave the Israelites multiple reasons to follow the law. First, God fulfills his promises. God promised the Israelites would enter the promised land, and he performed miracles to free them from Egypt to fulfill his word. Second, the promise of keeping the law and fearing the Lord would lead to life. Third, obeying the law would be counted to Israel as righteousness. So what about us as Christians? We know from the Apostle Paul that we are no longer under the law of the Israelites because Jesus fulfilled the law. We are now under grace. This means that if we have faith in Jesus and that he died for and faith that he died for our sins, then through that faith, God's favor is with us. Not because of anything we have done, not because we are worthy. This favor from God is an unearned gift from God. It is because of this gift of grace that he has given us that we should desire to follow his righteousness. Remember, Jesus summarized the law with this: love God and love our neighbor. God loves us, and he, through his grace, is willing to cover us from our sins. Because of this, we should seek to do what is right and no longer follow a sinful path. The Apostle John gives us the key to show how to show this love. In 1 John 5:3, he says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome." So, how do we show our love for God? 1 John 3:23 states, "And this is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son Jesus Christ and love one another, just as he has commanded us." And 1 John 4:21 says, "And this commandment we have from him, whoever loves God must also love his brother." God desires our obedience. That is how we can show our love to God and how we can love our neighbor. Remember, obedience is greater than sacrifice. Here is a challenge that you could take on as a family, or as an ecclesia, or as an individual. Understand what Jesus has commanded us to do. 7-8 years ago at the last convention out west, Brother Tim Prupa gave a discourse on the book of Matthew. And I appreciated the homework he gave it. It was to find what the commandments were that Jesus gave to his followers. So here's a challenge if you want to accept it. Go through each chapter in Matthew. Just look for places where Jesus tells us what we should be doing. Start a list. I think you will see, although there are many items on that list, most fall into these two categories: love God and love your neighbor. Because of the grace that he gave us and his wondrous love for us, we're next going to sing Hymn 126A, Amazing Grace.
Psalms chapter 103, verses 13 to 22. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the fields. The wind blows over it, and it is gone. And its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, and those who keep his covenant, and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul.
Thank you, Tom. Our next hymn is hymn number 340. Hymn number 340, Count Your Blessings. theme of this evening has been to teach our children the commandments of the Lord. We have learned that the commandments can be summed up by loving God and loving our neighbor. We then ask, how are we to teach our children? How are we to teach our children? Can you hear me in the back now? Well, I am still learning, and so is my family. You know, we are imperfect in this to serve as an example to be held up. Instead of getting counsel from myself, I asked others in our ecclesia, more experienced than me, how we should teach our children. The overwhelming answer was that we teach our children by our example. The brethren shared that us sharing our example is the most impactful. How we live our life, how we treat God, how we treat other people. And this sentence was the most impactful to me of what the brethren shared. The truth needs to be the conversation of our life. The truth needs to be the conversation of our life. Here are some more suggestions from brethren on how to share the truth with our children. Prayer. Prayer for our children at meals and at bedtimes. Luke 11:1, the disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. Reading the Bible or telling Bible stories. 2 Kings 23:2 is referring to Josiah, and it was like he told a Bible story to everyone. The king went up to the house of the Lord, and with him all the men of Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem and the priests and the prophets, all the people, both small and great. And he read in their hearing all the words of the book of the covenant that had been found in the house of the Lord. He told them a Bible story and all the commandments that went with it. Singing spiritual songs. Brother Comey talked about that, and that's what we've had the opportunity to do today. Tonight we've been able to connect by singing together. And the scriptures tell us to keep doing that. Do we do that with our children? Maybe a camp song, maybe one of our favorite hymns at bedtime. Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Another suggestion, regular attendance at meeting on Sundays or weeknights, getting together in convention to have fellowship with the other children and other families, just like you all are doing now. Hebrews 10:25, not neglecting to meet together as the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. When possible, entertain the brethren. In terms of hospitality, entertain them in your home. Be hospitable to them. Maybe if you can't have them in your house, how do you make them feel welcome? Romans 12:13, contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. And discipline. Discipline is required with our children, not for the purpose of punishment, but for the purpose of learning and teaching. Hebrews 12:11 says, for the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Brethren, let us make the truth the conversation of our life. Let us strive to write the law of love in our hearts, that it may glorify and honor God and serve as an example to others. We will now close with hymn number 356. And I'd ask for this last hymn, may we all rise. You all have been sitting for quite a while, many without backs. Let us rise, and we'll sing the closing hymn 356, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Thank you. see.